You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. As of today, Thursday, COVID-19 cases in Georgia are mounting to nearly 300 as more people become sick and more test results come back positive. One of the largest medical organizations in Georgia is Wellstar Health System, including 11 hospitals and hundreds of urgent care centers. Earlier today, I was joined via Skype by Dr. Chirag Patel. He's Wellstar's Medical Director of Population Health. Thank you for joining me.
Good to be here.
The new data point that we have today is that 40% of those hospitalized between the ages of 20 and 54, that's not a senior's disease as we've been hearing. Is the going messaging now from doctors that we should all of all age groups be acting like we have coronavirus?
I think it's important to take that data point in context. What's important is that the ages between 25 and 54, those patients can become seriously ill if you do end up having symptoms that are outside of what you would consider a flu-like illness. Definitely seek advanced care, go to the hospital, go to the emergency room, go to your urgent care. But before you do, call them. Let them know that you're coming. That way they can prepare for you. That way you don't expose anybody else or put anybody else at risk.
Across the Wellstar system, how many coronavirus and suspected coronavirus cases are you seeing as of Thursday today?
In the spirit of privacy, we can't comment on the number of patients, the number of suspected patients, or our team members. But what we can say is in the state of Georgia, that number is increasing every day by leaps and bounds.
We've heard of the lack of testing. Does Wellstar have adequate numbers of tests?
You know, we are working with our state government, our federal government, to make sure we have appropriate amount of testing. And as of today, we do have appropriate testing amounts. What we will say is there is not blanket testing for everybody who would like testing. There are circumscribed guidelines by the CDC on who should be tested, and we are trying to adhere to those guidelines as best as possible.
When you say appropriate testing amounts, what does that mean?
You want to make sure you rule out flu, respiratory viruses that are very common, maybe a bronchitis. Not everybody is going to be walking in with the COVID-19 picture. And so in the event that you have something simple, we want to treat you as such. If you're high risk or you screen into some of these questions of travel or contact with somebody with COVID, then it's appropriate to be tested.
And you're saying that for the people that you're seeing as of Thursday, with all of those factors, you feel like you have enough tests to get those people diagnosed?
I do, as of today.
And things, of course, are rapidly changing. Can I ask you how many people you think in Georgia at this time have coronavirus and may not know it?
I don't know. I think we are seeing more and more community spread. And so with community spread, it's just a tough number to even guess.
We have, however, diagnosed cases hovering right around 200.
Right.
Could there be 10,000 people in Georgia with coronavirus? Could there be 100,000 people? What would you say?
So let's put it into context. There's about 9,500, 9,600 cases in the U.S. Bulk of those cases are in New York City and California, state of Washington. And so, you know, if you whittle all that down, I think several hundred cases. But what's also important to keep in mind is as we test more, we'll find more cases. And I think over the next day, few days, you'll start to see that number rise.
So you said several hundred. So you think currently there's only several hundred cases of coronavirus in Georgia?
Several hundred reported.
Reported. Okay. It seems like the numbers are not telling the whole story. Does that frustrate you as a doctor who wants to make data-driven decisions?
I do. I think a couple of things are really important to take into context is it's important to know the whole number, obviously, because you want to have that to do a lot of population health interventions. But if you really look at the messaging that's coming out, everybody should treat themselves as if they're at risk and act accordingly. We're never going to really know the total number, but for us to really make an impact in flattening the curve of community spread, we're all going to have to act like we have some risk.
is WellStar getting access to the national strategic reserves of personal protective equipment for medical personnel?
We are. We have a supply that we definitely are using that we already have, and then we are accessing the appropriate resources to refill those stores as needed. Absolutely.
Do you have enough masks? Do you have enough gowns right now? Are you still waiting for what you need?
Today we have enough. We have enough today.
We're hearing reports that insurance companies are not approving moving COVID-19 patients out of hospital beds, which may be preventing some hospitals from treating new patients who need those hospital beds. What's happening with insurance companies at WellStar right now vis-a-vis that issue?
You know, it's so new, that process. Most of these patients, not just at WellStar, just across the country, we don't know what the long-term care of these patients should actually look like. Since we don't know what the trajectory of illness looks like, I think there has been some administrative hurdles and clinical hurdles as well to even figure out what the right place of care should be after somebody recovers long term. So I think, you know, we're all learning as we go right now. I think it's important for you to be intellectually and emotionally and flexible, because we're receiving information about outcomes, about how people are doing moment to moment, and it varies. We have good stories and bad stories. Also, the guidelines of how we should do our day-to-day work, our day-to-day life, is also changing, and that requires us to be flexible as, you know, citizens, as people who live in this country, to really adapt quickly because everything is changing so fast.
Dr. Patel, thank you for joining me.
Of course. Can I add a couple of things?
Sure.
What I would definitely articulate to your listeners is we have a lot of healthcare providers, clinicians, and frontliners, if you will, whose personal and professional sacrifices and the risks they're making today should not be forgotten in the future. And so their sacrifices won't be forgotten.
Well, thank you for that reminder. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Chirag Patel, Medical Director of Population Health with WellStar Health System, discussing the latest on coronavirus in Georgia. He joined me earlier today via Skype. You can find the latest information about coronavirus in Georgia at gpb.org/virus.